Srila Gurudev has ordered me to speak a few words. So following in the line of what he's presenting, that you can ask Shamarani, she'll tell you how I glorify Srila Prabhupada. So my personal experience is an experience of an example that Srila Gurudev gives about our Srila Prabhupada's books. That is, his books are like a treasure chest, and we were able to open up the treasure chest by his mercy and get some treasures in there. But within that treasure chest, there's another treasure chest, and that is locked.
And the key is not with you all.
And the key is not with us. The key is in the hands of the Mahabhagavat. Jaha Bhagavata Pada Vaishnaveristani. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, in the Chaitanya Charitamrita, it states, if you want to understand Srimad Bhagavatam, then the key is in the hands of the Mahabhagavat. You should fall at his feet and hear from him. Even though I received initiation, two initiations from our Srila Prabhupada, I'm understanding from Srila Gurudev now that the initiation that I received from Srila Prabhupada was entering the course of initiation, entering the course of Diksha. I thought I'm already initiated, but also in the Chaitanya Charitamrita, it states that one who is actually initiated, he is serving the Lord with transcendental senses. And I was still feeling my material senses, but still I was thinking that I'm initiated. So Srila Gurudev explained that di means divya jnanam didati, giving transcendental knowledge and realization of my relationship with Krishna, as a beloved, as a cowherd boy, whatever the case may be. And ksha means the taking away of all obstacles, all impediments caused by sins and offenses, all impediments to realize that relationship. So one who actually has diksha is somebody like Narada Muni, who has no more impediment. He has his realization of his relationship with Krishna, with Ram, with Lord Vishnu, and he's traveling without any impediments beyond time and space, all throughout the universes, playing his veena and chanting Hare Krishna. This is the actual platform of diksha, when one reaches bhava bhakti and then prema bhakti, and actually sees the Lord face to face and experiences his relationship with him. That is the graduation of diksha. So even though I thought that I had diksha, there were so many things I couldn't understand about what Srila Prabhupada was teaching. So Srila Gurudev, as he's told us, I am giving you the shovel to dig deeply into Srila Prabhupada's books, or I'm giving you the key to unlock the deeper treasures of Srila Prabhupada's teachings. For example, since 1968, Srila Prabhupada taught us Namaste Gauravani. But I never knew what Gauravani meant until I learned it from Srila Gurudev. Gauravani is those teachings of right from the lotus lips of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And what are those teachings? Araju Bhagavan Brijesha Tanayas Tadhama Vrindavanam. My worshipful deity is none other than Krishna from Vrindavan, and his land is equally worshipful. I have no other worshipful deity. And the love of the gopis is the highest love, and the evidence of that is Srimad Bhagavatam. These are the teachings of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So in short, because I'll stop now, Gurudev is teaching who Prabhupada actually is, which I never knew before. That Srila Prabhupada is in the line of Srila Rupa Goswami. That means, just like all of his predecessors, he is situated in Madhurya Ras as a maidservant to Srimati Radhika. This is the teaching that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gave, and I always thought that he was a cowherd boy. Srila Gurudev said that when he heard that all of us thought that he's a cowherd boy, which means that he's not in the line of Srila Rupa Goswami, who's Srila Rupa Manjari, then his heart felt like a thunderbolt to his heart. So now I'm learning, and being in the course of diksha, Prabhupada gave me and all of his disciples, the almonds. And Srila Gurudev is teaching us how to press that almond to get the almond oil. In other words, to achieve the diksha that Srila Prabhupada entered us into. So we're eternally indebted to him. We're trying in our horrible way to offer our life and senses and words to him. And if anybody has any questions later, I'm happy to answer them. So all glories to Srila Prabhupada, all glories to Srila Gurudev.
One thing more.